So I'm right now in Terminal 4, T4 of the Changi Airport, Singapore. And this time today, I'm taking another time, this same destination to Ho Chi Minh City, flying via VietJet Air. I still remember like more than 10 years ago when I flew to Vietnam, it was via Tiger Airways, which is non-existent in Singapore anymore. So my new form of video is to really walk through with my viewers, my audiences, like how I plan for my travel, like a budget-conscious person. And those of you who like to win max rewards, right? I'm sure you'll find this video very helpful. Let's start off with flights. So I'm taking VietJet Air. This is my first time and probably my last time taking VietJet Air. I'm flying from Singapore to Ho Chi Minh City direct. I book it after searching for the lowest price through Skyscanner. And if you're asking what credit card is the best to pay for online airfare tickets, I think there are quite a few credit cards, but what I chosen was HSBC Revolution at that point in time because it was still offering 4 miles per dollar. And then like I was clocking my miles via HSBC. Next up, I want to talk about lounge strategy because most of you, your transit via T1, T2, T3, T4 may be a bit unfamiliar because that's more for the budget airlines and Cathay Air. Right? So for T4, what I did this time was that I dined in at the restaurant first. So the restaurant I chosen was Crystal Jade Go, a Chinese restaurant. So for priority pass holders, you can either choose a restaurant or a lounge. Of your pass permits, right, you can go for multiple entries, like unlimited visits. Right, so I went to Crystal Jade Go first to have a Chinese set lunch. Chinese food, Crystal Jade Go. This is what I ordered. This is the menu. You can have a look, see if it fits your taste. But because I think that lounge food more or less is the same one. So after my food, then I went to the lounge, which is the Blossom Lounge, which is also in collaboration with SETS. Oh yeah, one thing for restaurants via priority pass, right? You cannot use your Amex Platinum charge card priority pass for it because it doesn't allow for restaurant visits. So for restaurant Crystal Jade Go, I use my UOB Privy Miles Visa. Alright, so UOB Privy Miles Visa give you 4 lounge visits per year, but you can only enter for yourself individually. You cannot bring in guests or they will charge you, right? So some people use it wrongly. You can only bring yourself in. So me and my wife, each person 1 priority pass each for 1 set of Crystal Jade Gold set lunch each. Then the set meal, you can choose from 1 appetizer, 1 main course, 1 dessert and 1 beverage. Okay, very standard one. And if you also want to know of all these strategies, then come and join us at over 22,000 members in the Honey Money SG Telegram group. Moving on to the lounge, this is T4 Blossom Lounge in collaboration with SETS. So I'm not first time here. Like most of the time when I fly out through T4, I'll go to Blossom Lounge. I think it is quite a nice quiet lounge, much less popular, much less people compared to those SETS lounge at T1, T2 or T3. So how it works here is that there is a buffet spread, very small buffet spread, and there is hot food also prepared, made to order. And the signature is the laksa, of course, which is a Singapore traditional local food of coconut gravy. You can add some chili to your noodles. And the other highlight is, of course, the Others ice cream, which you won't see in other lounges. And my honest review of Blossom Lounge is that despite it not like one of the flagship lounges, I really enjoy here. I really enjoy the peace and quiet. And in fact, I'm right now filming in Blossom Lounge because it's so spacious, right? It's not like a market, not like a food court. You don't have kids running around. It's much more quiet than SETS Lounge. And to enter Blossom Lounge, I use my priority pass via Amex Platinum Charge. So it's a strategic move, right? Since the Amex Platinum Charge cannot enter the restaurant, I use Privy Miles Visa. Then for this kind of standard lounge, I will use my Amex Platinum Charge priority pass. Now, speaking of lounge, I think many people are quite interested, right? How do you even enter for free and don't pay a fee? So it has been some years since I did a lounge credit card review video. So I should do an update, right? So comment lounge plus one if you want a lounge card update. Moving on, let's talk about what cards I brought for this trip. Okay, so because it's very important, like you want to strategize your wallet space, right? Starting from number one, I have my Instagram Amaze card. So this will link to my City Rewards MasterCard if I want to do like overseas purchases. You can also withdraw cash if you top up to the Amaze prepaid wallet, right? So you can withdraw cash with no fees up to a certain limit. Next card I brought is the DCS Flex Visa card. So this is my main driver for 2026 credit card strategy. And part of it is that 8% cashback on foreign currency purchases. And because there is a minimum spend to this card also, so you can spend locally, you can spend it overseas as well. So I think for 8% cashback, even if you minus away the foreign currency fees, I think it's still at a net benefit of around 5%, which is fairly good. Next card I'm carrying is a chocolate Visa debit card. So this card will give you 1 max mile per dollar, plus the fact that you have no FX fees. So if you prefer max miles, you can use a chocolate Visa debit card if you don't want to use the credit card. Then I'm also bringing my Maybank XL rewards card. This is the 4 mile per dollar version. version whereby if you spend $500 minimally per month, you can get 4 miles per dollar. And that includes foreign currency as well. So it can cover both travel spend and foreign currency spend, but there's a minimum spend requirement. The last card I'm bringing here is UTrip, right? So UTrip, I'm not going to use it for retail transactions. I'm just going to use it if I need to withdraw cash overseas. And just to be clear, UTrip is not the only card that you can use to withdraw cash. Like Amaze can also do it. But what UTrip is good is that you can use your credit card to top up UTrip, specifically MasterCard, at no fees. So I don't have to like use PayNow transfer to my debit card wallet and then go and withdraw cash. UTrip, you can directly use MasterCard credit card to top up with no fees. Then of course, on my Google Pay wallet, my mobile phone, I also have my Trust Cashback credit card and Mari credit card. So speaking of communications, telco, SIM card. Usually people go overseas, they buy the eSIM, right? And usually how you buy eSIM is through online e-commerce platforms like Shopee, Lazada. But I found that actually Trick.com also sells eSIM and they sell it much more competitive. Like my current eSIM, right, I bought it for less than $6, which gives 10 gigabytes data over 5 days in Vietnam. So I think you can look at Trick.com. But if your local telco is really giving you free roaming, then good for you. You don't need to spend additional money. Okay, money changer wise, because every country has very specific cash and local currency rules, right? So for my specific destination, Vietnam, what I'm doing here is that I'm going to bring my physical USD cash, US dollars cash. These are leftovers from my past trip. And you know, if you want to exchange your USD back to SGD, you will suffer the spread. So you might as well use your USD overseas at their money changers. And Vietnam is very favorable to USD, correct? And the sad fact is that USD is still depreciating against SGD. So whatever USD cash that I'm holding right now, I'm just going to dispose it by transferring or converting them to the local currency at the overseas money changer. And Vietnam, how you change money is quite different, quite special. Instead of going to money changer, you go into gold shop, you go into jewelry shop. At least this was my expectation, like more than 10 years ago, I already know of this fact. And speaking of good exchange rate, I'm sure if you are trading or investing in securities, equities, you will sure want a broker with good exchange rates. And my highest choice of recommendation is always Interactive Brokers, right? Like this video is not sponsored at all. I just use Interactive Brokers for my main trades and my long-term investment, mainly because they have really good interest rates and very low FX spreads. So if you want to use Interactive Brokers and you want to support my content at no cost to you, just help me click this link here. IBKR link, or just scan the IBKR QR code here, okay? It's no fees to you. You don't have to sign up for anything. It will just help out my channel a little bit financially, okay? Thank you to those who click, and let's watch on. Okay, I also need to talk about transport to and fro the airport, because from my home to the airport, it costs around 30 Singapore dollars by Grab, by Gojek, or taxi, whatever. But I remember that if you use a KrisFlyer UOB card, there is a promo code called KFUOBCC, where you will deduct $15 to and fro the airport, and then for Gojek, there is a Go Airport code, okay? Next up, we will be boarding the plane, and after Vietnam, I'll have my second part of this video. Let's go. Alright, so we have moved on to the end of the stay, because right now I'm in the airport lounge in Saigon Tan Son Nhat International Airport and flying from Ho Chi Minh City to Singapore, and ended my five day four night stay. So I talk a bit about the hotel cost first, and I booked this hotel called Sam Royals Apartment or Sam Hotel and Apartments through Klook. So this hotel is located near the Bentan area in District 1, and why I booked it through Klook is because I have existing gift cards that were unutilized, right? So I have to use it before they expire. And the thing about Klook gift cards is that you can use it to clock your minimum spend. And if you buy these cards through Hamex, you can earn some max miles as well. So that was what I did, because I was trying to clock some minimum spend requirements, and I bought some Klook gift cards off Hamex. So if you want to hit minimum spend, I think this is a good way that you can prepay some expenses, then use your Klook gift credits to either book some tours, accommodations, and even some attraction tour tickets that you can go on your next destination, which was what I did. And my cost of accommodation is $262 for 4 nights, so that works out to be around $60+ per night. So do you think that is expensive? I'm not sure. It's not really a full-scale hotel, it's more like an expat apartment. So it is quite huge because it comes with its own kitchenette and living area, studio kind of apartment, 40 square meters, located near the Bentham Market. Yeah, so I think it's quite okay. And I'll show you a little bit of room tour. And anyway, this accommodation is not sponsored at all. It's just that I wanted to use my Klook credits. The thing about Klook is that they do not have a wide range compared to other hotel booking sites like Agoda or Booking.com, because they are not primarily used for this. So if you can manage to find your stay in Klook and you can pay via Klook gift card, I think it's worth a shot. Then let's talk about transport wise, because like my past trip to Vietnam, I was not even using Grab. Grab didn't even exist back then. I was using like public buses and sometimes taxis. But now that Grab is such an affordable option, in fact, anywhere that I travel or transit in my Vietnam trip, I use Grab. So it is rather affordable. Then for Grab, you can either pay in cash or credit card, but note that foreign credit cards, they do charge a 4% markup for the credit card fees. So I would advise that unless your cashback or miles credit card can earn you more than 4%, you should be using cash. So what can you really do in Ho Chi Minh City? I feel that if you really want the true Vietnam kind of adventure, you can go for those day trips like to Chu Chi Tunnels or Mekong Delta River trip, right? All these are very local Vietnamese experiences. But if you want to go some sightseeing, you can go and visit the War Remnants Museum or Independence Palace. All these have very deep history to how the Vietnamese won the war and the independence. Then if you're up for a little bar adventure, you like to drink, you can visit Bui Vien Street at night, because that's where the drinking culture is. So there's a lot of entertainment, bars. There are many people just out there to party and spend their money on drinks and get wasted, if that's your thing, right? But if that's not your thing, then definitely go by the daytime, visit different cafes in Vietnam, right? Vietnamese have very strong coffee culture. In fact, I feel that it's one of the strongest in Southeast Asia. And coffee is rather affordable here. I think between $2 to $3 per cup. There's also a very strong fashion retail scene whereby there are local designers. I think it's along the streets of Nguyen Trai, if I pronounce it correctly. Okay, so if you're a lady, you like to shop for women clothes, I think that's the street that you should go to, and you can probably spend half a day to one full day here. Then of course, when you come to Vietnam, you have to talk about food, because food here is very localized. And in fact, I did a research, right? Vietnamese has the healthiest options of food within Southeast Asia, because they focus a lot of cooking style by boiling, steaming, stewing, braising. Very little oil and deep fried items that makes you unhealthy. Unlike Singapore and Malaysian food, right? It's carb heavy, but here it's more of vegetables, fiber, protein. They focus a lot on the health. That's why you don't see many obese people around in Vietnam. And lastly, if you're into local markets, definitely go and visit Ben Sam Market, although it's very touristy. But I felt that it is a good experience lah. You can go and take a look at what you can buy there and, you know, try to haggle. So coming to my full end of the trip, I'll summarize my budget, how much did I spend for this 5-day, 4-night trip. And I'll list down the exact expenses so that you can have a good idea of how much you should spend. So for my flights, I paid around $370 for 2 packs. That is a return ticket from Singapore to Saigon 2 ways. And that comes with a 20 kilograms of baggage each way. Then from my Singapore home to Changi Airport, 2 ways, that is $60. For lounge, I didn't spend any money, so I paid $0. For hotel, I paid $262 for 4 nights, which I just mentioned, right? So we add that in the fixed cost. For eSIM, I paid for around $6 through trip.com. I think it's more of the most cheapest option. Travel insurance-wise, we bought it through Tick by Etika. So it was offering $31 for 2 packs for 5 days, 4 nights to Vietnam. Yeah, so $31 for 2 packs travel insurance. Just the basic tier. Subtotal, we are looking at a total fixed cost of $729 for 2 packs. So that works out to be around $365 per pax. That's on the fixed cost. Now let's talk about the variable cost. So variable living costs will depend on what you spend on, especially on transport, food, tickets, shopping not included, of course. So for transport, we spend a total of $37 in Vietnam. Okay, that is super affordable, right? And mind you, we were taking Grab to and fro everywhere. Okay, so it's not really public transport, but it's like ride-hailing, semi-private transport, really. $37 all within Ho Chi Minh City. For food, we spent a total of $112. We did not eat at any high-end restaurants, but more on local experiences. So all the local restaurants, local small cafes, including coffee. So that works out to $112 for 5 days, 4 nights. Then for tickets, we only paid $11 through Klook. That's for the double-decker bus night tour. So in total, my variable living cost was $160 for 2 packs, which works out to be $80 per pax. That's the variable cost of living in Vietnam 5 day, 4 night. So in total, if we add the fixed cost plus the variable cost, fixed cost $365 plus variable cost $80, that works out to be $445 per pax for 5 day, 4 night. That's even less than $500, right? Which is very affordable. And I have to be very clear that excludes shopping, because shopping will really depend on what you shop for, whether you buy local goods, whether you buy fashion, retail, or you know, you spend it on other services, spa or whatever. That one will depend on what you spend on, so I won't include. But just fundamental living costs plus the logistics, total $445, less than $500. So what I really recommend a 5-day, 4-night Vietnam trip, I think is very suitable for those of you who are low budget travelers around Southeast Asia. Like when I was a student or when I was still at NSF, I think Vietnam travel is very affordable. $500 10 years ago, $500 now, still can make it. And it's very wallet friendly, right? The transportation cost is rather affordable, so you won't spend too much on all the fixed costs. And if you have a low number of annual leave days, like you just need 3 days of weekdays plus 2 days of weekend, you can make a 5 day, 4 night trip happen with just under $500, excluding shopping and services. I also feel that Vietnam is also one of the destinations where you won't really get fat eating their food because it's so healthy, so much vegetables, so little oil. So you won't really like get this kind of guilty conscience of indulging in their local cuisine. So I think that's good on your stomach. So good for your wallet, good for your belly. And if you're really a coffee person and you enjoy all the cafe culture, I think Vietnam definitely is one of the places for you. Not only is it affordable, but it's nicely renovated. It's a very nice whole atmosphere around living in Vietnam. But I have to be honest on one thing, that if you're big on retail shopping or fashion stores, right, it's definitely not the likes of Thailand, Japan or Korea, where the fashion is so buzzing. And you won't get the same of night market experience that you have in Thailand. So that is what is lacking in Vietnam. But I think they made up in other ways, like the spa services, the nail services, the hair services, all these, I think are much more affordable and much higher standard and quality. So this is one of my first few episodes talking about travel hacks, lifestyle freedom, right? Because last year I talked about Chiang Mai, this year I talked about Vietnam. Probably the next few trips I'll also document some of this travel strategy and hacks that people can employ. Because I used to be a budget traveler and now I travel more premiumly. I wonder it as more premium because I'm slowly giving in to lifestyle inflation. I just want to spend more money on travel because I reached a stage where I don't need to scream and save like I once used to as a budget traveler. And I also think that my viewers are growing along with me, right? Like, y'all make more money, cannot always scream and save one. Y'all need to live better, okay? As we make more money, as long as we still live within our means, I think it's fine to upgrade your lifestyle a little. So if you appreciate this kind of travel strategy videos where I lock in all my logistics, my cost, my budget, and how much you can dedicate to spend, right? Especially in such an optimized and min-max way, then appreciate you help me click a like or you help me click the interactive brokers link or scan the IBKR code here, right? Every little small contribution or click will help contribute to this channel. And this is at no cost to you. So thank you everyone who have clicked the link. I will move on and create more videos of such nature so that it can encourage more people to live within their means at a premium level. And if you want to watch my previous video where I traveled to Chiang Mai, travel strategy and hacks, then you can refer to my previous video right here.